Hi, and welcome to another episode of Down Murder Lane.
Hello, everyone.
This is season 2, episode
33.
And we have a very special case to cover with you guys today, as Heather's husband was in Nashville, Tennessee.
He went on a guy's trip. So I was like, well, I mean, you're going somewhere. So you guys remember last year when he went to Cleveland with my dad and son, and I sent him to the Ariel Castro location?
Yes.
Well, I sent him somewhere in Nashville.
Yeah. So we're going to have him at the end of the episode. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to do something where he could talk about the location.
Yeah.
But, we are going to cover the case of Dallas Barrett.
Yes.
So I know nothing, not one single bit of information about this case. So I'm excited.
This is very recent.
Ooh.
It's very interesting because it was so recent, but there was a new law in the state of Tennessee that has already been enacted because of what happened in this case.
Yeah.
So I think that's really interesting. I always like to learn, you know, what if something horrible happens and you find out that there's been something that we can improve on.
Yeah, yeah.
To make sure, I mean, that's where Amber Alerts.
Yeah, you look at, okay, where did that come from? Yeah,
exactly. It's interesting, like, the backstory. Exactly, like, how can we make it better so this doesn't happen again, or put a system in place that would help us if this happens again.
Yes.
So anyways, I always find that to be interesting. Like, why did this hit? Why is this law in place? Why is this system in place?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I found interesting about this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So come. Oh, I didn't even introduce you. Oh. You know who that is.
Shit.
Yeah. No. Don't need no introduction. Shit. All right. Come take a trip with us.
Down Murder Lane.
All right, here we go.
Okay, West Dallas or Florida?
Okay.
A 15-year-old boy was arrested when he ran from police and hid in a tree.
In a tree?
Yes, in a tree. The incident started when police were called for a report of a disruptive, loud teen who also possessed marijuana.
How did they know?
Probably smelled it.
Okay.
So somebody called the police because some kid was loud smoking weed.
Okay.
All right. This is really why they called. Police say he was lighting papers on fire during a group meeting at this location.
Wonder what the group meeting was.
So just like he and his friends were like hanging out, smoking weed, and lighting papers on fire.
Okay. All right.
And they were being loud.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be in this meeting.
Yeah, me too. I like to light shit on fire. All right.
And be loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
So according to police, the teen ran into a nearby park before they arrived at the location of the gathering. Officers eventually located him, but the teen swam across a lagoon to an island and climbed a tree, refusing to get down or swim back.
Hmm.
I just think it's funny. Like, he's running from the cops, and then he jumps in the lagoon, and he swims, and he goes onto an island, and he climbs up in his tree, so he'd be like,
no! Yeah, that's some Tom Hook shit
come
right here.
Me. Yeah. He's like, come on.
Oh my gosh. Me.
And they're like, get down right now. And he's like, nope. Sorry. Then after many hours, he was in the tree for many hours, the teen eventually came down. He's probably like hungry or had
hungry,
a pee.
Hungry, had a pee, yeah.
Yeah. And he was arrested. The teen was issued municipal citations for disorderly conduct, hindering an officer, and negligent handling of burning materials. So, where do you think this happened?
This is Florida all day, because one, it's a lagoon, and getting inside of a tree. I haven't seen any, like, really bad trees like that here in Wisconsin. I feel like Mother Earth takes care of trees here or something. I don't know. But in Florida, you always have those dilapidated trees where the humidity and the lightning and all that shit have destroyed them. So, I'm like, you hid in a tree, but then you said he climbed it. So, I'm like, yeah, he swam across the lagoon and went into a tree. I don't know. If it's Florida, he probably got his ass eaten up by mosquitoes.
It is West Dallas.
No, it's not. Yes. Where the fuck is a lagoon in West Dallas?
There's multiple lagoons in West Dallas. There is a lagoon in McCarty Park in West Dallas.
McCarty Park.
And there is also a lagoon in Greenfield Park in West Dallas. And this happened in Greenfield Park.
Greenfield Park? Where?
It has a big lagoon. There's a big lagoon by the event, by like the pavilion. There's a big lagoon. It's huge.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's pretty close to Cool Waters.
Yes, my niece took her took pictures there after graduation. That's right. I didn't know there was an island out there. I saw the little...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So anyways, it sounds as though he was on 116th and Greenfield, which is on the other side of Greenfield Park, and then he ran into the park, and then the police chased him into the park, and then he swam in the lagoon and went, did some hot Huck Finn shit on the fucking island. This kid is funny.
Poor kid. Poor kid. Oh, man. I would not want to be swimming in that water. No. The water is gross.
And they couldn't arrest him for marijuana possession because he probably threw the bag and they didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that is West Dallas.
But he probably had a lighter on him. And
I just feel like this is something that somebody that I grew up with would have done.
Yeah. This is, like, not harmless. This is, like, victimless crime.
Yes. Like, there's so many, like, stories that I know of people that is, like, doing shit like this in West Dallas. Like, growing up in Dallas and, like, hiding.
You know who I need to... I think Andy needs to comment on this.
Yeah.
Does he know this story or after he listens? Andy, please reach out to us and tell us what you think about this story.
Because
I'm sure
you have an antidote about it. Because I feel like it could have been any number of people. Like, I can think of, like, 20 people off the top of my head that probably would have done something like this.
All right. Not you, because I ain't swimming across no lagoon.
Not me.
Is it called a lagoon?
It is a lagoon.
Oh, just trick me with that word, because I feel like lagoon is more Florida. Okay.
It's definitely the lagoon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor. And now, I disagree with this, because there are other things I like to do better when I'm in Nashville than this.
Okay.
But TripAdvisor says the number one thing to do in Nashville is visit the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, probably.
The Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is home to 2.5 million artifacts. It has two expansive floors of gallery space featuring permanent and limited engagement exhibits.
Hmm.
It sounds cool.
Yeah.
It is also home to historic RCA Studio B, which is cool.
Yep.
And Hatch Showprint. I'm not sure what that is, but I think it's very famous.
Okay.
In the country music world. The museum and Hall of Fame offer 3 restaurants for dining and 4 retail options for shopping.
Hmm.
And over 1 million people visit the Hall of Fame annually.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So now onto the case and the thing that, and the place that I think is the number one attraction.
See, did I tell you, we went to Nashville. I took the, did a family trip and we were in Nashville. We went to the Goo Goo cluster, because that's like, they're huge. So I think that's definitely number one.
Yeah.
But we went right outside of Nashville is the Andrew Jackson Plantation.
Oh, yeah.
Hermitage, I think it's called. My kids love that shit. So TripAdvisor may not be, you know, maybe it's catering to all the country music fans, which I think is why people go to Nashville anyway.
Well, I'm not a country music fan, and I love Nashville.
Yeah.
Just, Mike is not a country music fan, and he loves Nashville.
Oh. Maybe it was just like, me then. It's just me.
You know, you can just, it's just kind of like live music and like, the thing that's cool about it when you go there is there's so much live music that you can find something you like.
Yeah.
Like, Mike went and none of the people that he went with like country music.
And they were playing, they were in a band that, heard music that was not country.
Oh, well, you hear.
God, that's all we heard. We walked down, like, that main street. No, all you hear, country
you can
music.
Find like old Johnny Cash, or you can find like stuff that you don't mind.
Yeah.
And then I also kind of feel like when it's live music, and also when you're like in a fun environment, and like, it's just a little different.
Different?
Yeah. So anyways, that was my...
Okay.
Have you ever been into a honky-tonk?
We walked down that street.
Like, well, you haven't been in...
I've been in Florida. There was a huge one called the Dallas Bowl. That's where everybody went. They did like line dancing, and I was like...
Yeah, but that's not what it's really like on Broadway.
It was like a bar, kind of.
It's different.
But we walked down, that's the street, Broadway... During the day, it got to like late afternoon and all the bars started. So we got to get out of here. But all I heard was country music. And I'm like, this city's not for me.
You can't say that though. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't really get the true Nashville experience.
I'll have to go back maybe like with a girl. I know a lot of people do girls trips there.
It's so fun. It's really, 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 really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think, okay, if I'm going to spend a weekend somewhere with my girlfriends, no, I'm not going to pick Nashville. I'm going to pick, back to New Orleans or something.
It's a lot like New Orleans in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Just not creepy?
Not creepy.
I like the creepy vibe.
But it's fun. I mean, there's good culture there. The people are super nice. The food is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's great bars. Everything is like, there's rooftop patios and like, it's fantastic.
Anyways,
I'm a big fan. I was there when we went down for a Packer Titans game.
Oh, okay.
And then we stayed and went out in Broadway and stuff. It was really fun.
Okay.
So anyways, onto the case.
Anyone who visits Nashville will be sure to visit Broadway. Mm-hmm. Broadway is the entertainment district known for live country music and honky-tonk bars. The street is also home to countless shops, restaurants, tourist attractions, and a few hotels. The official Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation page defines a honky-tonk as an establishment that contains at least one rockin' stage, cold beverages, and a party that lasts all day, every day.
Honky-tonk,
the word is just...
I know, it's weird.
Okay. So, live music plays in most bars and restaurants along Lower Broadway from early as early as, you know, 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. or even later each day, mm-hmm. which is how the street came to be known as the Honky Tonk Highway. Mm-hmm. The venues don't have cover charges.
That's
and,
another thing
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, that's free. That's good. Mm-hmm. And established music artists sometimes make appearance to perform with the up-and-comers. So they have people, like newer artists. Okay. Yeah. Many famous stars have gotten their starts in the Broadway honky-tonks, including Gretchen Wilson, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Blake Shelton, and Dierks Bentley.
Yes.
Many celebrities and country artists have establishments on Broadway, including Alan Jackson, Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Kid Rock, and Dierks Bentley, whose establishment became heavily mentioned in the news last year.
Yeah.
So what about Justin Timberlake? He doesn't have something in Nashville?
No. He doesn't. Oh. And I don't know why.
Yeah, it's his hometown. Okay. Sorry.
Isn't he from Memphis?
I don't know.
I thought he's from Memphis.
I
thought he was a big Memphis Grizzlies fan.
No, maybe. I can look it up while you're talking.
Okay. So, all right. So, moving into the case. Just before 11 p.m. on Monday, August 16th, 2021, so just about a year ago, Nashville Metro Police officers were called to the rooftop of Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row. And it's one of those, if you've been on Broadway, it's one of those three-story bars. Mm-hmm. With where every story has a different band.
Okay.
And then a rooftop bar.
That's cool.
Super cool. So that's where I sent Mike. I sent him to a bar. Really rough work.
Yes.
I was like, babe, I got something for you to do in Nashville. And he's like, okay, what's up? I'm like, you got to go to a bar and you got to go to the rooftop of the bar.
Yeah.
He's like, damn. Okay, I think yeah. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Okay. So a fight had broken out on the popular Broadway bar and restaurant. 22-year-old Dallas Barrett was found unresponsive at the scene and pronounced dead after being taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Wow.
At the time, a clear picture of what happened hadn't formed, but a few details were released right away. Bar staff told police that Barrett had become unruly and was asked to leave, but he refused. After that, reportedly he began fighting with the Whiskey Row security. Barrett, who lived in nearby Smyrna, Tennessee, that's like a suburb, like 25, mm-hmm. 30 minutes away, they said, he was pulled to the ground and restrained. It said that he lost consciousness.
After being pulled down
yes.
by the... Okay.
So his death was ruled a homicide due to asphyxiation, and the Nashville Area District Attorney's Office became involved in the investigation.
Hmm.
Riot Hospitality Group, the company behind Bentley's Whiskey Row, worked hard to find out how Barrett died by working with authorities and conducting their own internal investigation.
Hmm. Not the best name for a hospitality group, just saying.
No.
Especially when you're being investigated with this, like, oh, what's the name of your group? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Timberlake is from Memphis.
Yeah.
But I was like, why do I feel like he used to have something in Tennessee? Maybe I liked NSYNC. I appreciated NSYNC, but I did not know all the ins and outs.
I love JT.
Yeah. All right, so he's on...
from Memphis, because he's a Memphis Grizzlies fan. Basketball.
So on November 5th, 2021, the autopsy results were released to the Tennessean. It's the major newspaper in the area. Tabby, go. The same day, Whiskey Row released partial security footage to the newspaper, edited into two short clips. The edited footage appeared to show Barrett entering the bar the night of August 16th, 2021. One clip appeared to show him walking through the bar and pushing a woman out of the way. In a second clip, during a conversation with security guards that cannot be heard on video, Barrett appeared to punch a security guard. So, are they picking and choosing what video they want to release? Or?
See, and that's just it. It's like, okay, why is this edited? Like, mm-hmm. are you trying to show your people in a certain light?
Yeah. A statement provided by a Whiskey Row spokesperson said a security guard asked Barrett to leave and attempted to escort him out and others out. So he must have been with the group.
Right.
A bystander's video provided to local TV station appeared to show several men holding Barrett on his stomach on the floor, on the bar floor, while someone yells, "I can't breathe." So this is like a whole other, yeah, like that. Okay. So the Barrett family and supporters held protests outside Whiskey Row, calling for justice for Dallas Barrett. Why did I not hear, I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's not police.
It's just private security guards. Okay.
If it was police,
yeah, we would hear about it. Well, I would hope we would.
Well, you would, because we're not going to get into that. But okay. This is private security guards. It was a big, big case in Tennessee and in Nashville.
The following month, in December 2022, seven people, including six guards employed by Whiskey Row and another man, were all indicted on charges of reckless homicide and aggravated assault in Barrett's death. Those indicted were John Ustance, 26. He was a security guard. Terrell Gray, 25. Another security guard. Dylan Thomas LaRocha?
I think.
33. Jalen Alexander Maxwell, 23. He was a guard. Mallet Daquan Menesi, 30. He was another guard. Mark Ryan Watkins, 24, guard. And Stephen John Simmon, 44. We don't know what he did.
I think he was just like a bystander. But what I want to know is, you got one dude. Okay, I know that people can be very strong, especially when they're very mad.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you need all these people to subdue one guy?
Yeah. Just want to get in on the action, I guess. And I mean,
there's,
I understand
a lot of that.
Calling for backup, which is fine. You know, you need that other person.
But there are several people on him. And if they're security guards, they're probably big dudes.
Big guys, yeah. Whew, okay.
So, when LaRocha turned himself in for the indictment, he was also served a criminal summons from a misdemeanor assault charge from 2019.
Oh, nice.
An affidavit stated LaRocha assaulted a patron while working as a security guard at Florida Georgia Line House in downtown Nashville in March 2019.
Okay.
So just about 2.5 years earlier. That case was later bound over to a jury, grand jury. Gray was previously named in two lawsuits, so this is another guy, that accused him of provoking confrontations and assaulting patrons as a guard at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, which I've been to,
okay,
in 2016 and 2017. Pretty sure I was there in either 2016 or 2017.
Okay.
We could not find updates about those cases.
Okay.
Look, so I'm not quite sure, but
how the hell did he get hired?
He's accused of provoking confrontations and assaulting patrons.
But how did this guy, how did either one of those guys get hired? And Dirk's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you did a background check, but I know they're like, you go through a third party company to get a lot of these security guys, but how were they hired?
I don't know.
You know? Okay.
So in January 2022, so just earlier this year, the Tennessean, so the newspaper, obtained state records that stated that Whiskey Row guards Terrell Gray, so Gray was the one that was previously named in the provoking confrontations accusations.
Okay.
John Eustace, Jalen Maxwell, and Mark Watkins were not properly licensed the night of Barrett's death. All the guards' licenses, whether pending or active, were later denied or suspended. Records also show that Whiskey Row LLC was fined $9,000 by the state and had its license to employ private security guards suspended. That suspension was later lifted with conditions. On January 31st, the Tennessee legislators proposed a bill that would close a loophole in state law to boost training requirements for unarmed private security guards after analysis of the then state law showed that unarmed guards employed by a private place such as Whiskey Row were not required to complete training to get licensed.
Hmm.
So it sounds like they had to like apply for it, but they never really had to like do it.
Yeah.
2 months later, Whiskey Row was penalized an additional $26,000 by the state for over-employing unlicensed guards. So it sounded like maybe like also like with bartenders, like how
like they hold a license,
like one of them has to have a license, but the other two don't have to.
Yeah,
as long
as they're
as
working
one,
under their license.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So that it sounded like there had to be like a ratio, and that they were employing too many unlicensed guards.
Got it.
That hadn't been properly trained.
Yeah.
On April 27th, 2022, Dallas's law officially passed the Tennessee legislature and headed to the governor's desk. That summer, Governor Bill Lee signed Dallas's law, which requires first aid, CPR, restraint, and de-escalation training for private guards working in the places licensed to serve alcohol. The law will take effect on January 1st, 2023. All seven of the guards were seen in court, and after investigation, all of them were charged with homicide and given a trial date in August 2022.
Wow.
So they're given a date, but it sounds like it's going to be in February, probably.
Okay.
But they didn't release the date. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gave you the next
okay,
one.
So...
skipping ahead.
LaRocca, Gray, Menacy, all former security guards at Whiskey Row will be tried together on the case in February 2023.
Mm-hmm.
The district attorney's office said the other defendants will be separated for logistical reasons. So
right.
All seven men have bonded and are out of jail awaiting trial. So what were they fined with, or what were they charged with? Is it homicide? Charged with homicide. They're going to get second degree. They'll go with second degree.
They'll
all plea out,
yeah,
I'm sure.
They'll get second degree.
But that's just crazy because, and I can see how this could happen because at Kmart, we had some stores, like we had guards that would stand at the front door and help with things. But they were, my stores had unarmed, the Chicago stores had armed guards.
Oh.
And I remember when the Wauwatosa store got robbed, three guys came in with guns.
Mm-hmm.
The security guard that was at the front, he had no training. He didn't know what to do. He took off running, didn't get, like, if he would have been in the sound mind, yes, you get out for safety.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have gotten a description. The car was parked right there in the fire lane. He could have gotten.
They're not properly trained. They're just a warm body.
And he ran. It's just a visual deterrent. That's all they were. And I get it. But we used a third-party company. So, it was off of us. Like, they would have been responsible for whatever happened. But I can see how this could.
Yeah, like some of the wedding venues I work in require security to have a wedding there. Like, because if they're like in like a mansion or like a museum or something, to make sure that people don't mess stuff up.
Yeah.
But they're always third party. And half the time half the time they're on their phone and they're not paying attention.
Yep.
And they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, again, I don't want to generalize, but I could totally see some bouncers trying
They look for that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They want that excitement and that rush and like, oh, big guy, I want to fight.
Yeah,
and
I truly believe that most police officers are good police officers, but it's good that these kinds of people that do these kinds of things don't become police officers.
Yeah.
Because then you hear about stories like George Floyd.
Yeah.
That's somebody that shouldn't be a police officer.
Yeah.
But most of them are great people.
Yeah.
But there are people in society that are aggressive, that are looking for confrontations and fights.
Yeah.
Appears as though these guys.
Yeah,
and then there's that like mob mentality.
Yep.
So saying that this guy didn't deserve to get subdued and kicked out of the bar.
Yeah.
Sounds like he was being a real dick.
Yeah.
And causing problems.
Yeah.
And I'm also not saying that these places don't need security. They really do.
Oh, for sure.
But it sounds like they're really doing a good job of trying to make sure that the right ratios of like in the training and all those things are.
Yeah.
So it's safe.
Oh, good. Nice job, Tennessee.
Nice job, Tennessee. So anyways, post-content, I wish I was there because this looked really fun, but I sent my husband to Dirk Bentley's Whiskey Row, and he drank on all three floors.
Good job, Mike.
And then took a picture on the beautiful deck, or the beautiful rooftop balcony, and it was gorgeous weather, and it was funny because him and his friend that flew down together and the others met them later, they got there real early in the morning. They were in Nashville by, like, I don't know, like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So, like, they just, like, went to Broadway.
Yeah.
So, like, by 11 o'clock, like, they had been drinking for, like, 2 hours already.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a long day.
Yeah.
But they had fun.
Good.
So, anyways, I want to preface the Snoop Dogg quote that I do not think that the loss of this young man is a good thing at all. But the second part of the quote is what matters here. So, sometimes a loss is the best thing that can happen. I do not believe that him losing his life is the best thing that can happen. But then he goes on to say, it teaches you what you should have done next time.
It's true. True.
And why I picked it was because sometimes when bad things happen, it teaches you what you need to be doing better in the future.
Yeah. It identifies some kind of need or, like they're saying, it's this loophole.
This loophole was identified because something horrible happened. So, again, not good that he died. It's a horrible situation. But it's good that this loophole was identified so we can make sure that these places that are really important to the Nashville economy, tourism, are safe and, you know, everything's good.
And people are safe and people want to go there. Yes. So.
So that's the Nashville case.
All right.
Very recent. So we'll see what happens when these guys go to trial in February. Maybe we can do a follow-up case.
Sounds good.
See what happens.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll have to get Mike's take on all this and we'll have to edit it in. So
we'll see what he liked to drink. He can tell you about how expensive the drinks were. That's the only problem with Nashville.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear all about it. So follow us on Instagram at Downward Lane.
Slide in my DMs.
Tell us all the cool things about Nashville if you've been there. And tell us how you love country music. And I promise I'll listen.
Or tell us where you like to eat when you go to Nashville. Because I like to eat
Nashville hot chicken is the shit. I will say that.
Patty B's is the shit.
Yeah.
And I waited for an hour and a half to eat there and it was worth it.
Yeah. Sometimes it is, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or, on Facebook, Downward Lane, a true crime podcast.
Or email us, downwardlanepodcast@gmail.com.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes. It helps other people find us.
Yes.
And that's it.
Until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you will run into.
Down Murder Lane. Bye. Hi, everyone. Got a special guest with me right now. You already know who it is because we told you earlier in the episode, but who are you, special guest?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I am your husband.
You are my husband.
Yes.
Of 12 years.
Correct.
Yesterday was our anniversary. Right now we are sitting down for a romantic lunch of pasta salad and water because it's Monday and we're both working from home. So I asked him to join me, give y'all a little bit of background. But first, there's a very important piece of business that we need to take care of.
What's that?
I need you. Jessica doesn't want to go to Nashville because she doesn't like country music and thinks that she won't have fun because there's so much country music. So I need you to talk about it. Do you like country music?
I do not like country music.
Do you like old, like Johnny Cash, like any of that kind of stuff?
It's okay, but
sure.
I'm not going to seek it out.
But you're not a country music fan?
No.
At all?
Not really, no.
So tell me about how your distaste for country music impacts your level of fun in Nashville.
You're gonna hear some country music.
Yeah.
It kind of adds to the,
experience?
Yeah, because it's a big thing there, so it makes it a little better in that regard. But,
it's not like you're just like, Jessica, I'm not trying to talk shit, but you were like, there was a honky-tonk bar in Tampa and I didn't like it. But that's like going to a honky-tonk bar in Milwaukee. It's just not authentic. It's not a real experience of being like on Broadway in Nashville, which is like the real, it's like being, it's like the Bourbon Street, like it's the real culture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. But you don't. Not every bar plays all country. You can go to bars that don't play country. There's some that play like club dance music and stuff like that. And there's a bar. The whole thing is pretty much bars on Broadway. So there's plenty of options.
Right.
You don't need to listen to country music. You're going to hear it, but it,
Sure. Well,
shouldn't really ruin your time, I'd say.
See, Jessica, Maggie and I want to go to Nashville.
It's a good time.
It's fun.
And then there's other parts of the city you can go to. That,
yeah.
We went to a brewery. They were just playing fun. Normal music.
Well, there's really good food.
There's excellent food.
Excellent food. And, like, all the bars have those, like, rooftop.
Most of them have a rooftop.
As we learned in this episode, there's rooftop bars, unfortunately.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, would you say that a person who does not like country music would still have fun in Nashville?
Absolutely.
How many times, as a person who does not like country music, how many times have you been to Nashville?
I've been to Nashville 3 times.
3 times. Now, as a person that has been to Nashville 3 times, and as a person that does not like country music, were there any of those visits where you did not have fun?
I had a lot of fun on all of the visits. One of them was 5 frickin' nights of a bachelor party.
Great. So what you are saying is that there is a 100% chance that a person who does not like country music will have fun in Nashville.
Yeah, if they like to party and stuff and travel. It's...
All right. My case is closed.
Yeah.
The defense rests. Okay. So, anyways, Jessica, fucking listen. All right. Anyways. So let's talk about your most recent trip to Nashville. Thank you again for going to a place that, you know, we just sent you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was a bar. We were going to drink.
I was like, okay.
Hung out there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I was like, all right. So last year, remember, I sent you to Ariel Castro's house, and that was kind of sketch.
This one was a little easier.
You're with my dad and our kid, and it was a little sketch. All right, so I was like, I got somewhere for you to go, but don't worry, it's a bar on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
So you were obviously okay. Yeah. And you took your friend Jeff with you?
Yes. The rest of our group wasn't there yet, so it was just me and him. We got there at
super early.
11 a.m. when they opened. And
Awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about the bar?
Well, it's right, I'd say, in the main intersection, probably, of Broadway.
So, like, prime location?
Yes. And I believe it had 4 stories.
Wow.
Maybe 5.
Wow.
I think it was 4, though. And it was kind of like, I don't know, it was one of those thin, long buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so none of the floors were all that big, but we went right up to the rooftop. Take pictures and all that stuff, and bought some egregiously priced drinks, and I don't know, hung out there.
So,
see, you know, like the Nissan Stadium from there, and
that's where the Titans play.
Yeah,
you saw the game,
and then and you know that other stadium's right there, or
the
Bridgestone Arena,
whatever. Okay. So, where this happened was on the roof, and it was a Monday night. So, I mean, it was in August. It's hard to say if it was, like, real busy or not.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It could be.
I mean, I've been there on weeknights, but it was, like, a Wednesday night or a Thursday night.
Right.
Which is still crazy busy, but...
So, it's hard to say if there were, like, a lot of people on the roof or if it was, like, a slower night. We don't know.
It's not terribly big.
The rooftop
area. No.
Okay. Interesting. Do you have to like take an elevator to get up there, or there's stairs, or like what's?
Well, we took stairs. I don't know if there is an elevator. I'm assuming there is.
They probably have to legally have one.
Right.
Okay. So, and like when you listen, Mike hasn't listened to the episode yet because we're recording it. You'll hear that there was a loophole in the law about the training for bouncers and, like, all the stuff that was closed after this happened because it, like, exposed that there was, like, a problem in the training and licensing for private security people. When you were on Broadway, any number of times that you went out on Broadway, what did you think of, like, the vibe of the security guards and bouncers that you encountered on Broadway?
I wouldn't say that I ever really had any.
Well, you're not an aggressive, noted, you're not trying to cause problems.
Yeah, it's, they may have checked my ID okay. once or twice. And that's
did you see any, like, people being, like, any guests or patrons being kind of, like, out of hand and being handled or
no,
kicked out or anything?
I can't say that. I'm surprised out of the amount of times that I went out down there that I didn't see that, but mm-hmm. I did not. Nothing okay. I can remember, no.
I mean, it's obviously they have a very vital role in keeping the place safe, you know, and obviously not all of them are bad or anything, but...
It's pretty rowdy down there. People get drinking sure. all day, and it's...
Sure, I imagine.
Most people are there for vacation, so... Or at least in that, the Broadway area.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anything else that you... want to add about the place or
yeah, I don't know.
Expensive drinks?
Expensive drinks.
Just there or everywhere?
That one was particularly
okay.
on the high end, I'd say. We didn't spend a lot of time this particular trip on Broadway. We kind of hung out there during the day and then met up with some people and went other places mm-hmm. and then came back at night.
Because your hotel was right there.
The hotel is a couple blocks away.
Okay. All right. Well, no, this is helpful and appreciate you doing our recon work and stuff and going to places when we can't. But hopefully no someday problem. We can go there.
You should, Jessica.
I'm trying. Maggie's
There's
trying
really
too.
There's really no reason not to.
No.
I mean, it's a little... During the day is a little annoying with party buses and...
No, there's just like hella fucking bachelorette parties now and shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Still fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd go back.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
You ready for a romantic lunch date now?
I am.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.